starting in January 2012, there's a new requirement for folks entering college for the first time that are under the age of 30 to have a meningococcal vaccine. And that's put a lot of pressure on students who have not had to think about immunizations as a part of going back to school to suddenly go to their private health care, to go to their pharmacies, or to the health department for this vaccine. The problem has been that in the last couple of months, due to state budget cutbacks, we have been really limited on who we could give the vaccine to. People had to meet strict eligibility requirements. But with increasing pressure coming from students as they're getting ready to meet this 2012, the Texas legislature decided at the last minute to go on and allow students to come to the local health department and sort of ease the financial restrictions about having insurance. The health department should really be seen as kind of the system of last resort for those who do not have health insurance or who are inadequately covered by their insurance. And so with this easing of the requirements, this is saying that students, no matter if they have insurance or no insurance, are still welcome to come to the health department. We're still going to ask for a $30 administration fee for the vaccine. That's to help offset the cost. We'd like everybody to realize that this vaccine is about $100 a dose. And so, and that is just the vaccine. That's not any other component of the vaccine. So we do have a $30 administration fee, but if a student says that they honestly cannot afford the $30, then they will still not be turned away from the local health department. As you might imagine, though, with a vaccine that's going to be in heavy demand, the health department, we don't ever keep huge stockpiles of any vaccine like this, and this has been a sudden reactionary change. So we have only about, I would say, about 50 to 75 doses at any given time. So we wanted to be sure and get the word out to college students to be thinking right now of places, including the health department, their private doctor's offices, pharmacies, as places to go get the vaccine, because they have to have this vaccine at least 10 days prior to the start of school. And so we just want to give everybody plenty of time and ample notice to be sure and get the vaccine so that they're not turned away because they haven't met the vaccine requirements.
It almost sounds as if those who are attending Blenner A&M, particularly in our listening area, they should be considering doing this even before they go on winter break then.
That is our point, and that was the point of doing this press release, is to get it out there that, yes, there is a college requirement to have the meningitis vaccine by January 2012. And so those students are kind of thinking about registering right now. So, yes, before they go home or as they're getting ready to head home, or to be thinking and strategizing on where to get the vaccine, either from the health department or from their private providers. And like I said, even pharmacies now are offering the vaccine.
I can also imagine, because I can relate in the situation, that when you have non-traditional students, and I'm thinking of those in that 29 down to, you know, 22 age range, if they're going to school for the first time, maybe these are people who are underinsured or non-insured at all, and this really is a blessing for them.
It really is, and that's why the legislature, this is honestly people's tax dollar at work. When people come, you know, think about their tax dollar and where is it going, well, this is a project that's worthwhile, and this is where the part of their tax dollar is going, because it's really costing, probably a low estimate, it's probably costing the state anywhere from like $125 to $150 a dose, and we're only asking for $30 administration fee for the vaccine. And then if a student says, well, I still can't even afford that, then at the health department, they will not be turned away.
I don't see in the news release whether or not you have to make an appointment, but I would think that's the best way to go.
Yes, we'll tell people to check us out on Facebook. They can also check out our website because there's some exceptions to this rule. For instance, if you're over the age of 30 or you're attending only online classes, or you're attending a college that's not governed by the Texas Higher Board of Education, they may not require the vaccine. So that there's some things that maybe you don't need the vaccine, some colleges you're not needing it for, but for the most part, Texas A&M and Blinn are both requiring this vaccine to keep in compliance with new state regulations.
Have I missed anything?
People can check out our website at www.brazzeshealth.org, and they could befriend us on Facebook to kind of stay up with latest postings from us.
What else?
One other thing we'd like to mention, as seniors are getting ready to graduate from high school, it might be a good time for parents to be looking at their immunization records, especially in the spring, and say, you know, I need to make sure that they have those immunizations as they're applying to different colleges, because this is now getting to be not only a Texas requirement, but also across the nation requirement, because just no university wants to hear that one of their students, you know, either became very ill or even died as a result of a vaccine-preventable disease. So this is just a requirement now for those entering college, and we might give a recommendation to those who are in, like, the 12th grade to be thinking, okay, this might be something that I could get now, and that's one more thing off my to-do list as I'm getting ready for college.